Blog Talk Radio.
You locked in, New York City, I see you, we locked in. In Seattle, I see you, we locked in. Chicago, we locked in. Keep the light overseas, no way shooting, we locked in. Damn, South Africa, fuck with me, we locked in. Okay, cool, I see y'all, we locked in. ATL again, we locked in. North Carolina, we locked in. Peace of life, family. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Vain Verdict. Here to get a game service. Now, where that cause change, I ain't certain, but with this truth, it's going to make all the pain worth it, y'all. Get yourself around the class for being who you are. For being special, family. Give yourself another round of applause for being alive, man. And what a time to be alive, I always say. You know, these days, man, with this so much going on right now with Trump administration phase 6 or 7. I guess you could say that. Well, already got. Damn, man, how many people this motherfucker gonna fire? That motherfucker turn over more employees than McDonald's, man. It was real, though. I ain't gonna even lie, y'all. Since we had a last, you know, they got rid of Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson was probably the only sane motherfucker Trump had left on that squad, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. But see, when you don't meet that agenda, it is what it is. What can you do? It's Friday, y'all. Another day before the weekend. That's what they said on Friday, right? Well, we made it to it, y'all. Another week. It's been a great one for me, man. I can't complain. You know, I got a chance to, you know, handle a little, you know, little business as far as, you know, acting career go over the last 2 days since our Wednesday show. I ain't went yet, but I got an email back for this little modeling and acting agency that I've been trying to get up with. And they, you know, finally emailed me back, and they emailed me twice before I responded back to them. So you know what time that is. How you feeling, Ms. K?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great.
It's a fact. Yeah, man. So, you know, and just moving forward with that, you know, of course, had a little conversation with a couple of guys that's going to be joining me on Master Series that we're going to be doing, shooting 2018, hopefully to release by the end of 2018 or going into early 2019. So, about to get things situated with that. Especially being here in Black Hollywood, y'all. Y'all know what Atlanta turned into. This is LA and New York minus the high ass cost of living. That's why everybody running down here.
The houses are going up, though. They might need to stop moving down here. We can't even buy no house down here.
Yeah, they changing the game a little bit. They starting to fuck the shit up, though. I can know one thing, houses that used to be $40,000, now they want $120,000 just because of Walmart is within 20-mile range.
Right. Crazy.
And they throwing them motherfuckers up left and right, bro.
And we only got 2 registers open.
Two registers open. A big-ass super Walmart, 2 registers open.
Come on now. Everybody gonna send out sitting drones on y'all at Walmart.
It's a matter of time. Not in a drone.
In a drone. They're gonna send out sitting them drones, they said. People gonna be sitting there like them drones soon as they land. Come here, guys.
Hey. With that said, man, I'm going to talk about this right quick because we didn't touch bases on it. Mm-hmm. What you think about Trump doing away? I know y'all ain't going to like this shit, but we're going to pull this back up. We're going to have this a topic at some point. I think the title going to be When My Fingers Snap, Just Move. So Trump about to end his EBT and SNAP benefits. He's talking about going back to the blue apron type of shit. And I don't know a lot of us, even me, too young to even know what the fuck that is. But ask your great, ask your grandmama them. Basically, make
they
a long story short. Yeah, Trump want to go back. He want to go back to that government cheese and the peanut butter and the
get
out of
the can in the jar.
Yeah, the can.
Jar, beef in the jar.
Yeah, because see, look, my kids think I be bullshit when I be telling them. Because, see, that was the time I'm trying to tell y'all, man, we got a box. My grandmother used to get a box. You know what I'm saying? There was a box. It was everything in it was white, the packaging. It was a white box that said rice wrote in black. There was a white box that said beans wrote in black. There was a big-ass white can of the hardest peanut butter you ever had in your life. And that shit said peanut butter.
Wow.
And yeah, man, the little clear black, the little clear bag of the, I think it might have been the kidney beans, maybe some bullshit. And Trump want to go back to that, man. So he said, ain't no more steak and shrimp for y'all niggas. Ain't no cookouts on stamp day no more.
Ain't no more 4th of July bashes. Ain't nobody gonna be selling no more plates no more. No more Instagram. No more $5 wings, snacks and shit, burgers and nachos and drinks and shit. No more of that. No more.
Yeah, that shit over with.
It's over with. No more delivery fee.
Yeah, but Trump is not good.
That ain't gonna happen. Because the farmers, they depend too much solely on those consumers. They be buying their produce, so you know what I'm saying? Because we buy their greens, their beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes, yams, all that. We won't buy that stuff up.
You name it.
You name it. Yeah.
But see, look, like all this shit so mass producing shit now, man. Like I gotta say, I don't know. I love the farmers market, man. The food in the farmer market looks so different than the shit in Walmart and any of these, you know, big chain stores. You know what I mean? Food probably. We in a food desert, man. Look, them fucking chicken legs at Walmart, money. Okay, why this? Where you buy your chicken at, Miss Kay? Where you buy your chicken when you buy chicken? You shop at Walmart?
No,
sure, you bought. Everybody done bought food out of Walmart. No question.
And I don't meat, so I promise you, it been about. I can count in my head how many times I bought meats at Walmart. Never, ever. I ain't gonna ever do that. Ever.
Okay, so you buy your chicken at where grocery from? Kroger.
I go to the hood spot. I go to Food Depot. I might go to Food Depot.
See.
The hood place.
Okay. See, like that, like the Food Depot, especially like down there, cause you near the airport, right?
Yeah, I'm on the south side.
See, so I know you know about that. I know you know about that food market on 85. So that's really what you're talking about.
All my fruits and vegetables just came from there. I promise you, right now.
Yeah, cause see now, I can get them. Now them Asian people in there, they you know what I mean. They do real produce. You know what I'm saying? I give them that. But my point of saying that shit is like, the shit is so different, man. The food that come out of there, the meats and the fruits and vegetables. Like, that shit come out of Walmart, man. I'm from an era where when you fry chicken, the chicken bleeds when it's frying, right? For real. Like, that's when you know you got chicken. You know what I'm saying?
Don't tell me.
You know what I'm saying? Look. Just give it a test run one day. Don't eat it. You know what I'm saying? Don't eat it. Buy a pack of legs. Them motherfuckers, now, for one, the shit extra cheap for a reason. You know what I'm saying? You get a big ass pack of like 12 to 13 chicken legs. They all are enormous, fucking enormous, but they all the exact same size, which is odd as hell. You know what I'm saying? You fry that shit, man, that shit will fry, cook, and won't bleed, man. No blood comes out of that meat. Yeah, man, that's what all that shit, the pork chop, all of that shit, man, that shit be clone meat, man. And then the vegetables and shit, too, think about it, like, fam, look, I know this millennial generation, these new generation of women don't cook like that. You know what I'm saying? This is not a made-from-scratch generation. It is what it is. But I'm telling y'all, man,
I don't do no
fresh cooking. Fresh produce and vegetables, family. That shit dies in days. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You pull anything out of the ground. You take anything away from its connection, eventually it's going to wilt and die. Even black people. Even black people. That was a sidebar, family. I'm going to say it one more time. Y'all can catch it. I'm going to keep going. If you take anything away from its roots and its connection, eventually it's going to wilt away and die. So, with that said, with the real fruit and vegetable that come from the ground like we do, that shit, man, you put that shit in your refrigerator and don't use it within 2-3 days, you just wasted money because it's over with. Feel what I'm saying? So how is it that we can buy these cans of green beans, my nigga, and that shit, the expiration date might be three. That's what I'm saying. The expiration date might be 3 years from now, but the cans say that shit ain't sending amber water.
Water,
and all these other shit you can't goddamn pronounce, sodium phosphates and all that other shit they had to put in there.
Okay. So shit that even sounds, if you put too much of that shit gonna blow up.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? And the same shit that you're like, because see, we don't think about this shit like a lot, man. Like, how is it possible that these motherfuckers, Burger King, able to give you 10 chicken nuggets for $1.49? How is that possible?
Chicken. Ain't no chicken. Pigeon.
Yeah, man. I saw some shit. Yeah, we're going to get into this food desert one day, too. I'm going to break a lot of shit down for people. You know, I might wait till I'll probably wait, you know, in a couple more weeks. And y'all stay tuned, family, because we'll be going live on Skype, hopefully on the Friday night, doing the Friday night show, to where I'm able to share some of these clips and things with people and let them actually see these things. Because I want y'all to see, I saw a video on how chicken nuggets are made at McDonald's. It's a dirty game, fam. It's a dirty game, for real.
Well, happy you see it.
You say, and it's the most shit too that I saw about KFC, and that's why I don't eat KFC at all. I know you ain't gonna like this shit here, but I haven't personally ate KFC in about 10 years. My dad, a few years, about 11 years ago, maybe then, showed me a video, a DVD. I was at his house. He showed me a DVD that this doctor, a nutritional doctor made, that she did an investigation on KFC, one of the plants where they, you know, prep a lot of the meats and shit, the chicken farm or whatever the shit called, or whatever. The way that they handle them chickens, man, that shit is fucked up, family. Like, they don't feed them, right? They all packed up in, like, a small ass, just say picture a jail cell, right? An 8x10 jail cell with, you know, four walls, corner walls. Picture you got chickens, live chickens that's so stuffed in there, they just stacked on top of each other. Can't move, can't really fly. Yeah, they just stacked on top of each other. And so much that they feeding off each other. They eating each other feces. Like if my mouth beat right by the chicken butt and you know what I'm saying? He let off, and I'm hungry. They eating each other, and that shit making them blow up. They take the whole cages, family, a cage full of chickens, and drop that shit in scalding hot water, my nigga, while they alive. What? We eating this shit, right? You know what I'm saying? It might be cool or whatever, but it's fucked up looking at it, man. But you think, like, that's filthy as hell.
They don't even...
Yeah, like... Look, like the room, right? It's like a room, like an 8x10 room. Like, say you got one warehouse room that has a lot of cages stacked on top of each other. In each cage stacked on top of each other, you got about 40 or 50 chickens in each cage. So where they're able to lift each cage up, put it on this thing, drop the whole goddamn cage of live, flapping, fat, disgusting feces eating chickens in some scalding ass hot water that makes their feathers and all that shit fall off.
What?
That makes it easier to skin them and shit. That shit is like, man, it's tough to watch.
They
it's tough to watch. And they, Oh, it's a DVD. My dad showed it's a DVD. A lady did an investigation on it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, sir. So y'all stay tuned, fam. We're gonna get into this food desert and McDonald's, all that shit. This is what I'm telling y'all, right? I'm gonna give y'all one thing to think about. And we'll get off this and get into some news or whatever you wanna go before we get into the news. But think about it, family. Now you go to the grocery store. We go like, you know, we shop at our markets or whatever, right? If ground beef is $3, $4, $5 a pound, right? Real ground beef, pure ground beef. How is it possible I can go to your shit and get a whole goddamn quarter pound burger for $1?
Something ain't right with that.
That ain't meat. And McDonald's sell food too fast, too mad, too fast produced for that shit to be real. But we enjoy it, man. It's the American way.
Like you said, the American way, they ain't over there. Some countries, they eat a whole lot different than we do, man. And we might need to follow in suit, grow our own food, seriously, so we know what we put in ourselves. But like you said, we're going to say that. We'll save it for another day. That's crazy.
Right.
It's scary.
Say no more. Where we at? 43 into it. You got news, Ms. K?
I got a little something.
Say no more.
Well, yeah, the whole, I guess you could say the state of Georgia, maybe the whole Southeast, I guess even the whole country is mourning the death a little of Trip Halstead. You know, if you guys can remember, about 5 years ago, he was injured in a freak accident at daycare in Winder, Georgia. He was out there playing, and then, you know, wind was blowing, and the limb fell to him, and he suffered severe brain damage.
The tree fell on him, right?
Yeah, the limb. Yep, the limb fell on him.
Oh, he died?
Yep, he passed away, unfortunately.
Today?
Yeah, last night, Thursday. Yesterday, he passed away yesterday.
Shit, it's been while. I thought he had got real bad.
Yep, in 5 years, he's just celebrated a birthday, actually. I think this past November thing. So, 5 years. So, he said mom had his infection, and his little heart just couldn't take no more, find his last infection. You know, he's been a long journey. You know, people been watching him, you know, every year, and, you know, he touched everyone in the country, not only in Georgia, but so the story got hit wide, you know, and everybody was rooting for him. He was happy to see his good, and you know, and here it is 5 years later, he happened to pass. So, you know, the funeral is open to the public, just how, you know, they open everything else to the public, their life, his mother and father, they were so gracious for sharing him with us and sharing his story with us, and we was able to see him, you know, progress and get better and get well, and you know, so it's very hurtful to see it pass, because we know it was hurtful for them, because we knew, you know, what they had overcome and seeing them keep fighting, they had hope, but you know, at least he ain't got to suffer and, you know, go through this anymore. So our hearts and prayers are with the Halstead family, right?
This made me, I'm asking a question only because it just came to my mind. When that initially first happened, I know that shit was big for me, because, you know what I mean? It was, you couldn't help but to be, you know, empathetic to, you know, the family because of the boy, you know, being hurt like that. But even when we found out, you know, back then that he had brain damage, that it was, you know what I mean? Things would never be the same. As a parent, would you have pulled a plug?
If I knew he would have no way of life, I mean, if he was pretty much, at this point, I don't think at these last 5 years, I'm not sure if he was ready to, if he was able to speak, you know, eat right.
Well, no,
right.
He went. Yeah, that was over with anyway. I'm sure it'd been 5 years of taking care of him. Like, you know what I mean? You know, it was over with. Because he was already a kid then. It was so much he hadn't learned at the time. Wasn't he like 3 at the time when it happened?
Yeah, 2, 3 years old.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's like, you know, he was never normal, put it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, you know, he instantly get brain damage to a 2-year-old brain that's not even developed yet. You know what I'm saying? It was over with anyway. You see what I'm saying? It was never gonna be, you know what I mean? That was at that point. Then, man, we found out then, you know what I mean, that it, you know, had to come to grips with. There was no chance he was ever going to be normal at no point in life.
Send him home. I'll be like, send him home. Send him home.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm just like, you know, running. And that's made me think, I know me. I don't give a damn. Me and Tripp would have rolled this shit out. We just had to see today, 2018, where we're going to be. You know what I mean? But that young man is a fighter. I couldn't have did it. Like, I just know me. I know some people will probably, I know somebody listening will probably think that's, you know, wouldn't want to go through life like that. Just let him go, you know what I mean, or whatever. But nah, I don't think I could have did that either way. Yeah, we rolled it out. But Trip, salute. God bless to the family, man. You know, from the Vane Verdict, seriously, because that's big, man. That boy was a fighter, man. That was a real soldier right now. I mean, to even go there, and I'm gonna be honest, I forgot about that thing until you just said that, to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Fact that he's been hanging in there 5 years.
5 years ago. I just thought it was longer than 5 years ago. I didn't know it was running things in my head, my son, but
Well, shit, it's crazy because I didn't even think it was that long, to be honest. I thought it probably was 2-3 years ago. It seemed like a fresh story, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But shit happens so much, and we, you know what I mean, these days.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, everybody have a 2-3 retention span. Anyway, what else we got?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone heard about the bridge that collapsed down near Miami, down there in Florida. They killed 6 people so far. And, you know,
they're
trapped up under there and stuff.
That's
kind of crazy. I'm going to be responsible for that.
Say that question again.
Who responsible for that?
That's some shit. That's what I found out earlier.
What you found out?
Same insurance. Same federal insurance company was over the 85 bridge. Fuck with your boy one time. We building bridges out here, right, Trump? Shit, me. A whole goddamn bridge. When people have to understand, right, what I be trying to get people to understand, right, things like the bridge shit, the bridges, elevators, especially in government buildings for that matter, electronics at airports, like generators and shit like that, there are people that have jobs that clock in 9 to 5 every fucking week that do fail safe to make sure certain shit ain't gonna happen. Y'all go for all of this shit you want. There's nowhere in the hell a whole fucking bridge like that would have collapsed without nobody, because every roadway, every bridge and shit gets checked monthly. Trust me, I know this.
And that's what they said they were doing. They was out there tying the rugs. See the rug. It was like they're tying the rugs, and that's what made it collapse.
And we went for that. That was a hell of a goddamn screwdriver, wasn't it?
Hey.
That motherfucker, one screw?
No,
it's tough, y'all. But Believe me, family, y'all know me. I'm all over this motherfucker. I'm on this one. I'm going to let you know what's going on with that one. Believe that. So stay tuned, family. I will not leave y'all high and dry. We're going to get all the way to the bottom of this motherfucker. Because I see what's going on. When I found that shit out, that even if it is some regional district shit, as far as, how Trump, they appoint a director of transportation or secretary of transportation, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those appointees, even in your districts, you know what I mean? That's why there are zoning codes and street codes. That's why you can't build certain things on certain streets. You see what I'm saying? All of this, look, stay tuned, fam. We're going to get into that one. But however, let's not negate the fact that people did die in this instance. So, man, the six families, man, our prayers and condolences with you.
It's still some people up underneath there.
Say it again.
I said it's still some people up underneath there. They don't know how many, I don't think, if I'm not mistaken. They just six for sure. They pulled underneath, but they ain't pulled all that concrete slab up yet to get the people who's, you know, under there. But I'm pretty sure everybody probably already been accounted for, I'm assuming. Because you know whether or not you were at a certain place at a certain time. Find out. You know.
Hey, you know what? Before you go into your next news, right, I got to ask a question right quick. Because I'm, looking at the very Instagram and shit. And salute to all the listeners out there. I see you. Salute to all y'all. But I want to ask a question, right? What the hell is, like, how are people call themselves public figures? What the hell does that mean? You know how you go to people profile or whatever, and they say they, you know, it says they're a public figure. So I'm like, what does that mean? Like, people should call you that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, the people don't even consider you that. So who makes you that? They got to put some type of label on everything, I believe. I don't know. But yeah, I never understood that part. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Mm-mm. That's a waste of a title. Hold on, mm-hmm. Well, for all you Golden State fans, Kevin Durant ain't gonna be out for 2 weeks because he got a fractured rib. So,
shit, fractured ribs. What the
hell?
What happened to him?
That's a good question. Let's see here. Did this happen? This past Thursday. Dang, is it Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Injury list for the defending champion. All of them on the injury list. Looks like it. What the hell?
Damn, KD. I didn't even know that, man. I've been in a bubble really the last couple of days.
Uh-huh.
Especially with my sports, but.
Understood.
I said, well, hopefully get to make it back, man. You know what I mean? Get back in. You know, and they don't see it because that shit, that different. KD, all right, man. He'd be all right. He tough.
Yeah, he got hit in the ribs at Minnesota last Sunday. He thought it was just a bruise, but he was sore for the next couple of days. And he played Wednesday night against the Lakers, and he felt it again when he hustled to close out the wing. And he felt something scratch and pull. He said it was a little sore the next couple of days, but that's something I was worried about.
Oh, wow.
By Friday, he had experienced significant discomfort. And he knew it was something, he knew he had to do something to him. So, yeah. And there ain't no Steph Curry without it. So he missed the 4 straight games.
Yeah, man. Everybody heard, like you said, man, it's a quiet year this year. Shit, I don't know who's going up there.
I know And Chauncey had a fractured thumb. What's really going on? Everybody fucked up on the Warriors team. What's going on?
Y'all niggas be all right, man. Get y'all laying back together, man. Y'all can get out there and play some ball. Fuck wrong with y'all? Shit, I don't want no basketball now. Everybody hurt, goddamn. I don't need to see this shit, really. So, I'm going to get back in. When y'all get off injury list, nigga, that's when I'm coming back to the game.
Red
interest. Yeah, whatever we got, Ms. K, on the news. 29
That's about three topics right there. I got you.
That's enough. So I say no more. Yeah. So today, right? I had an interesting conversation with a good friend of mine.
Okay.
And he was bringing a situation to my light about, we had a conversation about. He's talking about, his kids, his son, and his son had an altercation. Well, both of his sons had an altercation at school, rather, to where the young one was, doing something, playing with another, teasing another boy or something similar to that. And the boy he was teasing wasn't with it at the moment. So they started changing words, got into a little altercation. At the time, his older son, the brother, came and saw it. So he jumped straight in it and hit the said boy. So, he had to, go up to the school, obviously, and, rectify that situation with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me raise the question because I was thinking, this particular friend talk a lot about these things because he's a couple of years older than me, and we both have boys that's close to the same age. But the difference is his are in high school, mine are in middle school. So the reason why, we conversate a lot because obviously I feed off his information. He's more experienced with dealing with the boys older. Like, so a lot of the things I'm going through, he don't went through. And a lot of the shit he going through, I'm going to have to face eventually. You know what I'm saying? As a father. And that made me think, because I piggyback off that a lot. So, and his thing was that he was saying he was real angry at the boy, for the situation. And I started thinking, I myself wouldn't have been upset at him. You know what I mean? Because I didn't really see what was done wrong. Obviously, I know they suspended, from school or whatever, had to face that disciplinary action. But see, me personally, I wouldn't have been mad because what I took from the situation was you're just a young boy doing boy shit. And it went left, He was just playing with the boy. The boy got aggressive with him. You see what I'm saying? I couldn't get mad at the older brother because one of my mottos is we stick together. You fight, we fight. You see what I'm saying? You don't let nobody fuck with your brother. So I delved into it like that in a thought process, thinking I didn't see a problem with what they did. But see, that's a different in the parenting. But see, he was so tough on him, he didn't like it at all. You know what I'm saying? He was upset with it. And that made me, that brought me to that question, how parenting is different. Because on the surface, I started to think man, is my parenting wrong? Am I wrong for if I would have reacted in that situation? I can't really say. Because looking at it how I'm looking at it, I think I'm justified in my thought process. But on the flip side, I understand his plight as well. You know what I mean? Because he is going through it. Y'all are suspended for 10 days for this situation that happened. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they could have neutralized it. You know what I mean? What also brought this on, and it's something brought on with you, Mr. as well, but These young girls, man, I thought the thought comes up. A comparison of parenting between this millennial generation and the generation prior to us. Do you feel this new era of parenting hinders the successful growth of our offspring by being close with them, being friends with them? Because you got to think about it, a lot of these parents are friends with their kids. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's dangerous, my personal opinion. I think that's real dangerous. My daddy always said, Miss K, if your kids like you, you failed as a fucking parent. Now, I don't know if that's some daddy shit. I don't know if you agree with that. I don't know if if our listeners agree with that. But I got to be honest, man. The more and more I you know what I mean? The older I get, dealing with these teenage boys, dealing with my teenage daughter, and then dealing with my little girl, I got to say, man, I kind of agree with that statement. I'm going to be honest, because there was a time, Ms. K, tell me if you agree with this. There was a time when, like, when we were younger, right? The kid, when we listened to our music, the parents didn't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Going out with that. And they listened to their old school music. There was a difference. You knew the rap shit. You knew the old school music. There were radio stations, old school shit. Then you got your hip-hop and rap shit. Nowadays, you know what I'm saying, parents, we listen to the same shit. We listen to all the same artists. Your kids know the same songs you know. They singing along with us in the cars. Let's meet the parents tonight, fam. What you think, Miss K?
Well, first of all, I think these parents need to ask what I'm trying to mean these men and raised by these new generation as women.
Fact.
Is that also? That's first and foremost. And there is a separation. I don't know what it is that's missing. We're missing the grandparents. So the grandparents taught the mothers how to be the parents and how to do certain things like that. And we don't see too much of that here and now. So the grandparents are out there in the club, so they're the same age as the parents. So they got that club
sure.
together and leave the older kids to raise the younger kids. And so to speak, though. So, and going back to your example, I don't know, people just got a different way of parenting. So somehow
yeah.
we're too hard on them, you know what I'm saying? Because it's the racial, because different races, how do the kids look different? You don't, certain things that we do in our family is not, different households and different racials is you know, looked down upon on or is in practice, so to speak.
Sure. Cause see, I got a homeboy, man, and I went to his house right one day. Now, mind you, this is a homeboy. Well, I'm gonna be honest, I can't even call him a homeboy no more. And to keep it real, this nigga probably listening. But it's the Vane verdict, my nigga.
Keep it real.
Hold your nose and hold your nose and tilt your head back and just listen to me. So look, right?
Yep.
This cat, man, like, I've been knowing him for like 10, 15 years, right? And we've never had a lot of, you know, run-ins and shit. And one particular day recently, it was a couple of years ago now, maybe 3 years ago or so. One day we went to his house. It was during the day. I don't know what we were doing, but we stopped by his house. And in this light, like I hadn't been around him in like, you know, like that, because we were together for a while. But when I tell you, man, that man talked to his mom so disrespectful. I'm talking about
like, bitch, I ain't finna goddamn, man, this motherfucker crazy, bitch, I ain't goddamn, who the hell you think got, man, let me tell you something, that shit fucked me up. That shit fucked me up. But I thought about it, I said, damn, this man talked to his mom like that, but then I was like, that it probably ain't nobody's fault but hers, though, right?
I mean, yeah, for him to be comfortable enough to say that shit, too, it's perfect.
Yeah, because I started thinking, like, man, that shit be stem. Everything with people, man, what motherfuckers be doing, that shit be coming, it be coming from a place. You know what I'm saying? It comes from a place in them, something that they ain't tackled, something that ain't been channeled. You know what I'm saying? In their past that they need to tap into and address.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
definitely.
But it's a cycle, though. So it's obviously something that their mom went through.
Mm-hmm.
That she wasn't able to catch him at that time.
Man. Because I don't give a damn. Ain't no reason in the hell a man should ever, under whatever, any circumstances, call his mother a bitch.
Exactly. And then I thought about it like, damn, what if I was to, if I, now my mom, ain't no, I can't try that shit with my mom today. You see what I'm saying? Like me, like I can't try that shit. That's why I said, that shit makes a difference, because then that made me think, well, damn, how is it he's able to talk to his mom that way? She must have let him do that. So how, what's in her that makes her think that's okay? Who the hell raised her like that?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because I start thinking like, damn, I can't talk to my mom like that at all. I say some shit like that to my mom, old niggas on. Reason being, because she can't talk to my grandmama like that.
Period. So how she going to accept that?
You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, man, I think, like, the generational thing, man, I don't know, like, where we went south as parents somewhere, and why did, I mean, okay, I know you could probably agree. You can probably agree with this. You got to agree with this. Let this divine brother, we facing this shit tonight. I'm softer than my dad was when I was little. No question.
Mm-hmm.
Because we let a lot of shit ride, man.
Let me
tell you what I'm saying, that we went normal. That we wouldn't normally ride. We let a lot of shit go that we wouldn't normally let go. Us parents today. I don't know.
You
we took
did.
A... Go ahead.
I just at Walmart buying a PSO for my five-year-old son. He had PS3, but it wasn't acting up. I told him he had to be good before he get one. But, you know, something happened with the controller. It wasn't working. I said, oh, man, I'm so tired. You know, he kept coming in here, bothering me. So I said, you know what, forget it. Let me go buy him another gaming system so he can have him some reliable, this and third. Knowing that he ain't deserved it, not one bit. But he been showing his tail around here, around the household. He might be a little good at school, but around the house, he been showing his ass now.
Yeah.
I just put my foot down and said, no, you ain't buying, you know. He wasn't expecting it. You know, he said, what are you thinking? I said, I'm not going to go to the bank. I came like an hour later with it. He's so happy. Oh, you're the best mom. You're the sweetest. I love you. Dan about to cry. Kissing my feet in there.
Yeah.
I got a video. Kissing my feet, man.
See?
I'm happy in there. And I looked there. I said,
you
spoiled
little
fuck. We
soft as hell, man. You know what it is. We so damn gullible. You know where to be. I know you say, I'm sure you say the same shit to yours. You know what I'm saying? Cause or where we try to sell ourselves anyway. I want my child to have a better life than I had.
Always. Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
We say that shit. I want them to have the things I didn't have. You feel what I'm saying? Because for some reason, us that made it from that generation of those extension cord mamas, them whatever, go get me a switch grandmamas. Oh my god, you feel me? if your child ain't never really got no switch, man, you know what I'm saying? That's it. I'm talking about to have. I'm talking from an era. My grandma had a three braided switch thing on top of the refrigerator.
Really?
That was she worked all ass until it broke. You know what I'm saying? You ever had to go get your switch, Miss K?
And you better not get no thing. Like, you better not get the little small skinny one. You know,
and you know how you do, man. Cause you just fuck yourself up. You get the switch, and then you'll swipe it past the ear one time to see how hard it is.
Yeah. What kind of noise it gonna make?
Yeah, see, now you know
hell
how hard it's going to hit. Like, hell no.
Not that one, but.
I'm from that generation, man.
And then you'll try to hit the lid to see how hard it hits, to see how it feels.
Yeah.
Got to accept yourself, but yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm from that era, man, the stitch and card era, man.
Okay.
So you got it. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I
remember, man. One time, my daddy, this nigga was changing a fan belt on the car, man. You hear me?
Mm-mm.
He was changing a fan belt on a car.
Mm.
Something was brought to his attention about me.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfucker took that fan belt and went across my face because it was in his hand. It was right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those of us that done got some good ass whippers before, I'm talking about when you got that good ass whipping, where you look down and see your war wounds. I'm talking about when you look down at the legs and your arm and see the whips on the motherfucker, when you don't got your ass whooped. You feel me? McKay, I had one of them cross my face.
Oh.
Yeah, because that was the nigga hit me with the fan. He took way straight across my face with that motherfucker. I will never forget that day, man. I will never forget that day. I hate my daddy for that. No, well, and don't get me wrong, family. That was just the first lick. He started it off with that. He whooped my ass outside in broad daylight with a fan belt off a car he was fixing.
<Isn't it? laughs>
Yeah. You hear me?
Fan belt, man. You didn't get this. Look, my dad was a mechanic, so get what? My dad had the mechanic hands. You know how the mechanic hand different from anybody else's hand? My dad had the mechanic hand.
That's what I'm saying. So, look, you got to remember, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. That was a real pain for ass whipping because this nigga had oil on their hand and everything. So,
oh,
I'm getting my ass whooped with the fan belt, all the oil and everything just going in the cuts. It was fucked up, y'all. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? That's what I'm telling y'all, man. But that shit, my nigga, my grandmother, man, that lady... Somebody walking in her house at 3-4 in the morning at the age of 15 to 16.
Ooh.
And shit. Man, that lady met me with a nice one of them old woman brooms that was hard and wood and fat and with the straw, not that plastic shit we all buying now.
That straight straw.
Man, please, man, I'm telling that motherfucker met me right on top of the head. Walking in her house. And she said she knew exactly who I was. She didn't think I was nobody breaking in.
She know who it is. Yeah, she said, and you better
that
not
gentleman.
You better not. Yeah.
See, that generation made me family, and I'm being honest with y'all, man. All the people other that came from that, man, that shit was the last generation of thinkers in it. And doers, and people trying to make something happen. I think, Miss K, that's why ain't no contest. Why we are, why we think the way we do now. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Kids need hard love, man. And this world, in my opinion, I was telling somebody earlier when we was talking about this situation. This world is designed to make these kids mature faster than they need to.
Yeah, they do. It is.
You know what I mean?
They put them
and
in
when they're mature.
They put them in debt at 18 and they go to college. They already in debt. You want them to go out there and get a job. That's why I said, don't. It was a discussion. They said, you know, you know, people are opinionated about it. And they said, you know, black folks, we so quick to kick our kids out of 18, and we say, hey, y'all grown, go out there and find your own way. You know, but other races, they let their children go to college and they, you know, they find somebody to get married, they stay in the house, save up, and then about 25, 26 year old, they get their first house, then they spend on savings to find out, then they move out. Then we kick our kids out there too early to the real world and expect them to survive. When they come back, you know what I'm saying? When they ain't ready.
Fact.
The other races do their kids like that. They kids stay there. Stay with them, they get 25, 26. My age.
Yep. And I totally agree with that. That's finna be my next question, and you answered it already. What you think the appropriate age to leave the house? But
Then 9 times out of 10, they can't afford to go full time student, being a full time employee. And take care and pay for housing and everything like that. So they in school, then they can stay at home. Stay at home. I got your back. I'm going to help you out because you're trying to better yourself. So you could put yourself in a situation or a position to see about yourself. I got you.
Yeah.
Whatever you decide to do. So I ain't going to put no age gap on there, age limit. You know, if you raise a child trying to be responsible, then, you know, they ain't going to take them forever to get it, to see how to balance their money out. It just depends on how real responsible your child is. You know your child. So even if they ain't quite got it yet, don't force them to throw them out there because their debt or shit like that will fuck them up.
Hell yeah. And you know them motherfuckers, they can't wait to give you all this shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
18, 19, bro. Yeah, come on and get their car. Come on, sign for it. You're going to pay for it the rest of your life.
Credit card, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, my dad and dad coming from school, paying a damn tuition. Now, you got people, they 40s and 50s still paying off college tuition. They student loans off. Still paying that off.
Crazy shit.
Which is crazy in itself right there. You got to pay all that, you know. Your grandkids damn it paying for your education. I'm still past my education, but here go my child at 18 years old, and I gotta sign another. What you call it? To pay for them to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think so. Let me ask you the last question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this new era of parenting, like, you know what I mean, how things go now? Obviously, there's no more big mamas like the way we used to be. Or like how we had, brother. But do you feel this new era of parenting like hinders or help the kids?
Hinders? They ain't getting no stability. They're not fearing us. They don't have a foundation.
Exactly.
They don't have a foundation.
Exactly.
They get dependent on the parents.
Call this shit right out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fear. And I'm gonna take it so far as to say, you know, especially when we call it fear, right? Thinking of the placement to where that parent supposed to have in that, and well, where the parent does have in their care, they don't respect them.
Yeah.
Let alone fear. I mean, they don't respect them. You know what I mean? Because like I said, man, we growing with them, man. That's why I had to I had to separate myself, which is another reason why I don't like a lot of the new music that's out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because my kids like it. They get it. They dig it. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I try to stay with mine. I don't, you know, I can't follow the new every new trend because this shit's for them. It's for their generation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to rock with y'all.
Mhm.
You know, man, I don't want to rock with y'all.
Mhm.
But that's what it is now. It's like that nowadays, man. There's like no, especially in our community. Especially
mm-hmm.
in our community.
Yeah.
Black
yes.
community.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not really a separation gap anymore. Look at it, man. Think about it. Look how many videos you see on how many Instagram motherfuckers you see. Kids cussing and little girls twerking and all kind of crazy shit. Little boys dressed like they daddy with chains and shit on. I'm like, this shit, huh? Yeah.
You dressing yourself you look like that nigga that left your ass with him.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, hey, let's meet the parents, family.
Where the elevation at?
Where the elevation at, man? What we doing out here? Hey, look, I'm sorry. I apologize, caller. We out of time for tonight. I apologize. I mean, we're going to meet the parents, though, family. We're going to take this shit. We're going to analyze what we're doing. We're gonna analyze what we got here though. And we're gonna revisit this shit. Who that over there?
It's KB.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vain Verdict is being brought to you by www.coatdripping.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more. Exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coatdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation? Need screen print done? Want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt? Go over Atlanta Custom Apparel. Holler at my brother Daoud. 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in these little 5 points. Open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7. Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all. Again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in little 5 points. At 1130 Euclid Avenue. EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, fly designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you seen on the Vain Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit George Supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad, as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vain Verdict, Facebook, at the Vain Verdict, Twitter, at the Vain Verdict, Instagram, the_Vain_Verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m., the Vain Verdict, blogtalkradio.com/the Vain Verdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.